If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
When I did not violate his laws, I walk up to my daddy and say, "Dad, I need a new pair of pants." He said, "Okay, boy, come on, let's go. Take me right to Crass Brothers. Need to get some shoes, Pop. Take me right to Buster Brown. Want to go to baseball game, Dad? Get us a seat on the first baseline. Get me some pretzels and hot dogs. Walk with me down the street and hold my hand. My daddy. It's my daddy." I look at all the other guys that didn't have one. I said, "My daddy." You see, there is a connection that comes when you do what he tells you. Because you're born of God. So you don't have fear of God that makes him unapproachable. Your fear says he ain't nobody to play with. Dude, no, I ain't messing with you. Listen to me, God. If I made a mistake, it's because I misjudged you. But now that I know what you are, please, 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 please forgive me. And he's standing there saying, "I'll forgive you. Because I have more mercy than you have violations." If you're in here today and you don't know Jesus, how can you not come to him? He has more mercy than you have sin. And the devil keeps telling you, you don't need him. He, you know, he just man's God. And the devil's a liar. When are you going to realize that? He's running a game on you. He wants to take you to hell with him. But you have power to break free and join our family. Leave your losing family. Get rid of that chicken dinner and get with a winner. I said, Jaron's in the house. Watch your mouth. But you have not received the spirit of bondage to fear. But watch this. You have received the spirit, capital S, of adoption. And in light of that adoption, we cry, Abba. Now, here is the problem. This passage combines two phrases, but because of the way the King James transliterates it, it appears that Paul is saying, we cry Abba, then saying that Abba means Father. It doesn't. It doesn't. Abba is a word that means, in our vernacular, daddy. Daddy is a term of endearment and affection. I hear many people talk about their fathers. They either call them by their given name or my father. You seldom hear people say my daddy. I say daddy because of our closeness and connection. Paul is saying, once you're adopted, the formality is removed. And he becomes daddy. Oh, God. Woo. All right, glory to God. He says, but the spirit energizes you to move into a relational position. God is no longer some distant potentate. God is now a right now daddy, who is concerned about every area of your life, physically, emotionally, psychologically. God is concerned about your finances. In fact, Jesus puts it like this. If God is concerned about flowers and grass and birds, what makes you think he's not concerned about you? He said, just to show you how concerned God is, he said, the very hairs of your head are numbered. He didn't say count it. God doesn't have to count the hair on your head. When you woke up this morning, God said 52,972,602, 601, 600, $5.99. And when you got through combing it, he said $52,908,000. The hairs are counted or numbered, not counted. God, do you understand? Because you're in the family. Do you realize that connection? You're in God's family. And everything he wants for you is for you. It is not the will of God that you be sick. It is not the will of God that you live in poverty. It is not the will of God that you walk in despair. It is not the will of God that you be subject to your gene pool. I don't care if Uncle Rufus was a drunken bum. When you became a Christian and God birthed you and then adopted you, whatever Uncle Rufus was died at the cross. You are now subjected to the same DNA as Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm in a new family. Now watch, what do I need to function in a new family? Patti LaBelle said it. I need a new attitude. That's right. You can't function in God's family with an old attitude. You can't be daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. No, you got to have a new attitude. Your attitude now is Philippians chapter 4. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, if they're praiseworthy, if there's anything that's good coming out of it, think on those things. That means think on your health. Think on your deliverance. Think on your prosperity. Don't think where you are. Think where you want to be. God is not the God of your present only. He's the God of your future. That means he's up there beckoning you to a greater place. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Look at there. That means every now and then he reminds you that you're in the family. So how does he do it? Well, depending upon the severity of your situation, he can do it individually. That means that while you're maybe walking in the market, driving your car, sitting around the house, he kind of quickens to you. And you said, praise the Lord. That reminds you right then that you're in the family. But then there are some times in your life when the struggles become more than you can singularly bear. Then he sends a Christian around you. Let's put it like this. You run into somebody. But you ain't running into them. God has divinely appointed that the two of you meet. And if you ever notice, now how many of you have ever experienced that? Okay, now those of you that have experienced it, tell me, the person that you run into is at that moment happier than you. God never let you run into anybody that's going to bring you down. So when that person come up, yeah, well, you ain't the one. Just walk away quick. Because if you stay there, their burden is going to be greater than yours. Now you got two on your shoulders. Nope, say you ain't the one. Go to somebody. I'll talk to you later. God bless you. I'll talk to you later. But you want to run into that person and say, how you making it? How you doing? How's things going? Great is the Lord. You're going to be all right. Say, you the one. You want somebody with a song of deliverance, not somebody who's as bad as you. Your man left you. You're going to run into somebody else whose man left them. Now the both of you standing there. Praise the Lord. What we do wrong? And then God's going to love both of you and send somebody whose man left them, and they went out and bought a Porsche and got an apartment in Valley Forge, and they just bought their own company. They're coming, child, let me tell you something. Said, I heard you got a Porsche. Yeah, how'd you get that? Got a good lawyer. But did the Lord help you? No, Raphael Rosenberg and Zwingbach. When you speak in tongues in a relationship, when the tongues need to be translated, let it translate into get a prenup. He says the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. That means you're in the family. Come on, lift up your hands and open your spirit and rejoice in the fact. Here are the qualifications to being in the family of God. Just come. That's it. You don't have to go home and make yourself better. Come as you are. In Isaiah, he even says, though your sins be rotten, In other words, he's saying, I don't care what you did. When I pull you into my family, that just means I have to wash you a little harder. As a boy, I used to love playing until I got dirty. Dirty. And mama would come in and she said, and you get in there and take a bath. In those days, you get in there and you took that ivory soap. You used to float on the water. If you knew what was in it, you wouldn't use it because there's a reason that it floats. But I ain't one to gossip. So I ain't gonna tell you. But then there were times when mama would come in and based upon the severity of the dirt, she would get some fab and put it on the washcloth. The water's all white from the Dove, but she'd take that fab and scrub my ear. She'd scrub my neck. She would scrub me with that fab because the dirt was so ingrained in me. And that's what God is saying. Some of y'all can come to him and he just says, be gone. Come on in the family. Others, he just tells Jesus, dunk them twice in the blood. But when they walk away, they're going to be as white as snow. The promise is that whatever you've done, however the enemy has infiltrated your life, when God adopts you, it doesn't matter what you've done. You're walking away clean. You don't have to feel bad. You don't have to beat yourself up. You're walking away clean. You're in the family now. And I can't condemn you. Because but for the grace of God, I'm in this family. Why? Does God want this family? Why? Why? Listen to what he says. And if we are children, look at this. If we are children, then we are heirs. Tell somebody, I'm an heir. I don't know what, if I was preaching this in a real Pentecostal church, somebody would be shouting right now. We must be bougie Pentecostals. Do you hear what the Bible is saying? It says that I am an heir of God. I don't know. Listen! I listened to the testimony of some lady who talked about her mother and father dying, and she had three other siblings, and she said that when her parents died, they left her a small inheritance, and her husband were able to come off that job from a small inheritance. I'm going back to my office. They ain't get it, brother. God did not leave you a small inheritance. Why are you worrying? You have an inheritance of healing. You have an inheritance of provision. You have an inheritance of power. Jesus never worried, nor should you. You serve a God that will take care of your needs before your needs become your needs. He will already provide the healing before the sickness even attaches itself to your body. You're an heir of God.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11215P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.